York City's Times Square, police are expecting more than a million people to pack the surrounding city blocks to watch the iconic ball drop.
Firefighters in Australia are calling the danger from wildfires there unparalleled. There are more than 60 fires burning along Australia's east coast.
The first case of the deadly coronavirus making its way to the U.S.
The CDC is predicting more than 180,000 deaths in the U.S. I guess there is no one to blame.
Racial tension is rising across the United States.
This is a message from Anonymous. Police brutality and murder is a widespread problem in the United States.
It's the final countdown.
President Trump has just been impeached.
World War III is beginning to trend on social media.
Conspiracy theory that connects 5G technology with coronavirus.
Hey, I think, dude. There's a whole fleet of them.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm officially declaring a national emergency.
Welcome back to the last What the Heck episode of 2020. It's been an exciting year. I'm glad to have you guys with me. You may notice I'm just going to get the elephant out of the room right now. Different setup right now. We're not at my standard studio setup, I guess is what you'd call it. But it's not. There's too much shit going on over there. I'm in my apartment. My apartment's a mess. It's the end of the year. I have some new equipment. I'm testing out said new equipment. So we're going to do this episode here today. So it's a little bit easier for me. But we might do more of this later in the future. Fancy green screen action going on here. So enjoy that. Maybe that's a good episode or a good reason for you to watch the show on YouTube or Instagram. If you usually listen, you can see something new today. It's something fresh and new. Hopefully you guys had a good holiday. Hopefully you enjoyed the episode last week with my brother. What the heck is up with Christmas? How to survive Christmas? Some of those tips were fantastic. I give great tips. What can I say? And hopefully you guys had a nice time with your family. Tough time to travel around, but that's 2020 for you. So today we're diving into 2020. We're going to talk about some of the biggest things that happened this year. It was obviously a very big year, very monumental year. A lot of stuff happened, and we have to talk about some of it because there's a lot of things that people you may have forgotten about that happened at the beginning of the year. So we're going to go through some things that you probably forgot about in the course of 2020. So welcome to the 2020 special, last episode of the year. Let's kick it off. And the first thing I want to kick it off with is something that's not technically 2020, but I would like to include it in 2020 because it really set the year off to a bad start. And even though it was technically 2019, I would qualify it as being a 2020 event. And that is the movie Cats. Yes, the movie Cats, that horrible, awful CGI disaster of a movie. I think it's one of the biggest box office flops of all time. I'm not sure. Maybe I can flash a graphic here that will reinforce my hypothesis, but not a good thing, right? I think the movie came out December of last year, so it's pretty much 2020, and we didn't really see the effects of it until 2019. I guess it came out Christmas 2019. I don't know what I just said. Shut up. I'm really disoriented right now with this setup. But technically, yes, it's 2019. We come, you know, full circle in 2020 with the flop of it all. And that's when it really got all the backlash. That's when we're getting the memes from it. That was something that did not need to be made. And to me, I think everything else that happened with coronavirus in 2020 was punishment for Cats. I think it all stems from Cats. I don't know why that's even a musical in the first place. I think it sucks. Sorry if you like musical theater. I like musical theater too. Just ask my girlfriend. But I don't like Cats. I think it's a fucking awful, obnoxious musical. So that's what I would like to start the year off with. I think it cursed the year. I think it just set a bad tone and a bad pace for the year. And it really kind of showed the whole world where Hollywood was with movies at the time. And we're still at a shitty place with movies. There's no creativity anymore. Well, I guess that's kind of a creative. I don't know. I didn't see the movie. So full disclosure, I didn't see the movie. I don't need to see it. I saw the trailer. It looks horrible. And for all the reviews I saw, it's horrible. And I'm spending too much time on this. We have too much shit to get to. So I'm moving on. So Cats, that's something you probably forgot about. But it wasn't technically 2020, but fuck you. January. Now, this is Australia wildfires. The Australia wildfires there. Down under with all the people down in Australia. There's a horrible Australian accent for you. That happened in January, I believe. So this is, again, beginning of the year. Not something super crazy, but it did happen in 2020. It burned down a lot of shit, and maybe you're an environmentalist and you think, Matt, that's the craziest thing ever. You should care more about that. And it's not to say I don't care. It's just that's manageable. It's not a world-changing thing. It's in one country, right? And we love you Australians. You guys are great people. Oh, hopefully you grow all your bushes back and all your houses back there down under, but didn't really affect the entire world. And people kind of came together to make, you know, things easier for that. So it's a challenge for 2020, but not the craziest thing in the world. So that's an easy one to overlook. But you have to remember at this time, coronavirus or COVID, Wuhan flu, whatever you want to call it, that was still a thing. So that was in the backs of our minds, right? It was swirling around in November and December of last year, and you were hearing about it. It's similar to when, like, H1N1 or Ebola was going around, and you're like, oh, these spooky, scary diseases, but that won't come here. It's not going to become a massive thing. But it was swirling around in the back of your brain at that time. So keep that in mind as well. So in January, coronavirus still was a thing. It was still, you know, pumping up for 2020. I think one of the next things, World War III, did that happen or it was about to happen? It wasn't really a World War III thing. I think this was something that got kind of blown out of proportion. And it had something to do with Iran, with the missiles and shit. I kind of forgot. And people were saying we might go to war. I'm not in politics. I'm not a politician. I know nothing about this. So I don't know if we were actually going to go to war. But that's what everyone was saying. That was the meme of the time. And tensions did rise again with them later. But you guys are probably remembering now, oh, World War III was a big thing at the time. Now, was that scary? Kind of, maybe. I don't know. I'm not in politics once again. I don't know. But that was the thing that was happening beginning of the year. Then, also in January, I can't forget to bring this up, impeachment, right? That was in January, I think. So I have this big list of stuff. So you're going to see me looking down here the whole episode. There's a bunch of stuff I wrote, and we're just going to riff on all of it. And there's a lot of shit. So pardon me if I'm kind of all over the place. But that's just the way this episode's going to be. So maybe I should stop talking about it chronologically. I just want to get the January stuff out of the way because it's the furthest amount of shit away. Everything else kind of blurs together after coronavirus hits. So where was I? Impeachment. So that happened in January. And to me, once again, not that political of a guy. I don't really care about that. I didn't think that was a big deal. It was something about a phone call to some guy in Ukraine or something. It seemed like nothing to me. And then, that was all going on. But now Corona's still brewing at this point, too. So Trump's getting impeached or impeached. I mean, he didn't get removed from office. So he only got impeached in, what, the House or something like that? I don't know. So he's getting impeached, but Corona's still swirling around in our minds. So we're still kind of distracted by other things going on in the world. Corona's not really a big deal. Then I believe Kobe Bryant dies in February, right? That's kind of a big event. That's kind of a world-rocking event. Very sad. I remember that distinctly because I remember talking about Corona with people on the phone when I was talking about Kobe Bryant's death, because Kobe Bryant was like one of the biggest stars to have died in a tragic accident like that in recent memory. You know, we had a lot of people who've died recently, but it's from natural stuff, or they're older, or it's something that you could have expected. You know, I think Eddie Van Halen died this year and Alex Trebek, but it was cancer stuff that was, you know, and that's still very sad, but it's in the process of happening over a long period of time. It's not just like boom and you're dead. Kobe Bryant got in a helicopter accident, boom, he dies with his daughter. Sad. Very sad. And that was a big one for this year. I don't know why that stuck with me so much. That one bummed me out. And I'm not even a big basketball guy. I think it was just sad to see someone die in that way. You don't like tragic accidents, right? But not a great start to the year now. We have a couple big things brewing up. But like I said, I remember talking with people about the Kobe Bryant thing and remembering coronavirus and being like, oh, I wonder if that'll become anything, because you see people talking about it on the news and stuff, but you don't really know what's going to happen with it, because we've had plenty of diseases before that have come and gone, whatever. So that's another big one. Then I'm trying to think about, so I guess coronavirus hits then in March. Hits here. Well, I guess it hits here before that, but and there's cases recorded here before that. But it didn't really start getting serious, I don't think, until like March, the first week of March, I think. And I remember being at work and shit was going crazy. And we're like, what's happening? Like everyone had kind of halted doing business and shit. And then I think the big defining moment for coronavirus was the NBA gets canceled, right? So March Madness gets postponed. Didn't get canceled, it got postponed. And NBA gets canceled. And that's when everything starts shutting down. It's a big domino effect. Wow. I keep burping. Sorry. So gross. So NBA shuts down. And I think everyone followed suit after that. And that was a bummer. That was a big old bummer. Because that was what signaled everyone to kind of lose their minds. And that was not great. That was when the country kind of started losing its mind, because once a major sport like that, especially in America, I don't know about the rest of the world. I don't really give a shit about how the rest of the world's events went. I'm telling it from an American's perspective in Los Angeles. So once the NBA shut down, that was crazy. And that's when people started freaking out. And that's when we started shutting down. And it's funny because I remember at the beginning, my sister-in-law gave me a couple masks and I was like, oh, great, masks. Well, this will tide me over for the 2 or 4 weeks this is going to last. Oh boy, was I wrong. That lasted a lot more than 2 weeks. We're still going. Hey, we're still going. Yay! It's still coronavirus and it's December. Yay! And that was very naive of me. Silly you, Matt. Silly you thinking that we would be out of coronavirus times. Anywho, so that all shuts down. Then we actually shut down. And now this is when the news cycle starts getting slow. And it's just coronavirus talk over and over and over again. Not the best, but one man comes to our aid to help us out in these boring times. One man steps up to the plate and says, hey, you might be bored sitting at home, but I'm here to entertain you. I'm here to open you up and let you into my life. And that man's name was Joe Exotic. The Tiger King himself. One of the best Netflix specials ever. And it took the world by storm. And I have to admit, it was good. It was interesting. It was entertaining. A little overkill. I think the last couple episodes, they kind of were just repeating themselves. It became very repetitive. But it was a good show. It was an entertaining show. It was something we could all bond over as Americans, as humans, and we could kind of distract ourselves from coronavirus. And it was a bonding way. It was something else to talk about other than the shutdowns and stuff. So we do thank Joe Exotic for that very much. I think he was a very important part of 2020, and he will not be forgotten soon. That guy's one crazy dude, and that bitch Carol Baskins, who I just read was on Dancing with the Stars, I guess, which is the weirdest thing ever. Hey, that's the weirdest thing ever. Hey, this woman murdered her husband, allegedly, and we're praising her. It's, you might as well have put O.J. Simpson on Dancing with the Stars. Technically, no, he did not murder his wife. But you might as well have put someone like that on Dancing with the Stars, which is, that's fucking bizarre to me. But I digress. Let's get on. Let's keep moving forward. There's a lot of stuff to get to, and we're already kind of cranking through pretty fast here. Is this a good episode so far? Am I spazzing? Am I being too fast? I don't know. I'm out of my element. I told you guys I'm out of my element. It might not feel normal today. Who knows? What else do we have here? I guess protests. So George Floyd stuff happens. And I don't know exactly what month that was. That would have been April, right? So yeah, now we're kind of piping along here. We have April. And George Floyd dies by the hands of a police officer and people start protesting. They're like, hey, we're pissed. We're going to protest that, which, you know, I mean, let's be objective here. You're going out to protest and that's fine. And I support your decision and your right to protest. I have no problem with that. However, if you're going to bitch about people, that we had this crew of people at the beginning of lockdown who's like, do you want to kill your grandma? Don't go to the store. And you're like, well, I don't want to kill my grandma, but I'm not really around anyone else. I'm still going to go out and do certain things. You know, don't go to concerts or whatever. But then these people would bitch and moan about big groups of people, you know, no church gatherings, any of that. And then they go out and protest, which, like I said, is fine. You're allowed to go protest. But you're not allowed to bitch at people for doing other things if you're going out and protesting and breaking the rules. It's just, it's counterintuitive. It doesn't make any sense. You're being a hypocrite. So I totally 1000% support your right to protest. However, I don't support your hypocrisy. And this was a funny time. People going out and about, creating very large groups, gatherings. And it was just a weird time. Here in LA, there was rioting. That was the last straw for me. If you remember correctly, I moved this year. And part of the reason I moved was when those like protest riots were happening. People were out in the street just lighting shit on fire in the heart of Hollywood. And at one point I walked to my brother's house because I couldn't get an Uber. I couldn't get an Uber because there were so many people in the streets, Ubers couldn't get around. So that was scary. I walked through some riots, saw some people throwing Molotov cocktails through Starbucks windows and doors and looting them and lighting cop cars on fire. Pretty wild scene walking through Hollywood at that time. But that it was on par for this year. Also, the only other thing happening during that time period that it must be mentioned is we had maybe the worst tribute of all time to George Floyd from a special someone named David Guetta. So let's watch that real quick because it might be one of my favorite videos and moments of 2020.
And I made a special record. So this record is in honor of George Floyd. And I really hope we can see more unity and more peace when already things are so difficult. So, shout out to his family.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the
I just gotta
American
wait for this drop because it's so funny. Could you be more tone deaf, dude?
So, shout out to his family. We have gotten one of the greatest DJ dance time songs of all times. My name is DJ David Guetta, a tribute to George Floyd.
And he smokes a cigarette. So thanks, David Guetta, for that. I still can't believe he did that. I mean, it's so incredibly tone deaf. And just like the drop of the thing is hilarious too. The way he stands up and it's like, good one, dude. Fucking good one. So that's one of my favorite videos. What else we got here? Oh, Harvey Weinstein. So Harvey Weinstein was convicted finally this year. I guess that took long enough. This has all been going down since what, 2017? When did he get accused? When did he get Me Too'd? I think it was 2017, but he finally got convicted. So that's good. You know, put a rapist in jail. That guy's a piece of shit. So that was a positive thing that happened this year, I suppose. Someone got put in jail for being a scumbag. So that's, you know, I think that's worth mentioning, I guess. Not a lot to say. I have no commentary on that. I mean, we're probably bored to death of hearing about this fucker, but he's in jail. So what else, you know, it's done with. 90 Day Fiancé. Another more great content. So once everyone had kind of forgotten about Tiger King, we needed more new content. We needed new stuff to kind of reinvigorate us. And this is when a lot of stuff, good stuff, started coming out. I think people really started stepping up to the plate now and started innovating on ways to keep people entertained and shows to watch and stand-up comedy specials. Jerry Seinfeld had a special. Some other comics, I'm forgetting, had specials. Dave Portnoy at Barstool did his unboxing thing, which was hilarious. Very cool. And then we have this 90 Day Fiance with Big Ed. And if you guys don't remember Big Ed, pack your bags and move from the rock you're living under. Because he was one of the greatest treasures of reality TV history. And I'll tell you, TLC has some great shows as it is. They never disappoint. They never do. I don't think they really make bad content. They just know what makes people laugh and what makes people interested in, like, I think My Strange Addictions, TLC, you got My 600 Pound Life, Hot and Heavy, 90 Day Fiance, and our king, Big Ed, took the internet by storm. So let's see if we can pull up this video on Big Ed in case you're forgetting. Here he is. I'm going to take my sweatshirt off while we watch.
I got, ouch, nice. I'm Ed. I'm 54 years old. People know me as Big Ed. I'm from San Diego, California, and I am a professional photographer.
Oh my God, right there, beautiful. That's perfect, oh my God. Nice, nice.
I'm super excited because I also bought a ring and I plan to ask Rose to marry me.
Yeah, he's putting mayonnaise in his hair.
Since I met Rose, I want to look young for her.
Oops.
So I have been dyeing my hair, and it irritates my scalp.
Whoops.
So I found out that mayonnaise makes it smoother and less dry.
Hey, that's too much mayonnaise, dude.
I'm self-conscious of my physical appearance.
You should be. Rose, you're a bowling ball of a human.
Years younger.
You're a human. You're a human bowling ball who puts mayonnaise in his hair. Who told you to do that? You know there's scalp moisturizers, Ed, right? You know there's Head and Shoulders, right? It's scalp moisturizing stuff. And you decide to put food in it. And not just any food, mayonnaise. So if you haven't seen this, like I said, get on it, watch it. Amazing show. Some amazing quotes from this show. I forget what his fiance's name was, but she was a hoot and a half too. Definitely a big fan of hers. Definitely a big fan of this show. Anything TLC makes, I like. I think they have some formula worked out for their shows where they just, they're hard not to watch once you get into them. Although I will say for My 600 Pound Life, great show. Love watching it. However, they're too long. You can shorten the episodes. So if anyone from TLC is watching, shorten those episodes. You can shorten those episodes by about 30 minutes, and they'd be great. They spend too much time. They're like an hour, hour and a half sometimes. It's too long for a TV show. Just make it 30 minutes. I'd binge that all day. But yeah, 90 Day Fiance is also fantastic. They're marrying foreign people, essentially, and they have like 90 days to get married. They're all green card marriages. They're all shams, pretty much. Or people getting scammed, and then you'll look at one, like there's this guy David who's dating some Russian chick, and he's like, oh, I've sent her $100,000 over the course of 5 years, and you're like, oops, that's too much money to send to someone you've never met. And then he's like, every time I go to Moscow to meet up with her, she's like, I cannot meet you this time. I have to go to my nephew's soccer game or hockey game. I do not know if they play soccer in cold Russia. But that's what happens every time. And these people get scammed. And it's a totally worthwhile show to watch. And here I am on a tangent now. But go watch the show. It's great. Trust me. I know what I'm talking about. So that's some great content for this year. Then we had Murder Hornets, which was probably the most anticlimactic thing of all time. This wasn't after my 90 Day Fiance. I'm just going to go in random order now because I don't care. And this is going to be a long episode today, but deal with it. Murder Hornets were bullshit. I didn't really care. I think people blew that out of the water. My opinion on that was never like, oh no, Murder Hornets. like we're actually going to die from murder hornets. That's just people being inflammatory and over embellishing the seriousness of something that's pretty benign, in my opinion. And I don't think that ever ended up being something. I think they knocked out the bad murder hornets in like a day. And I think they only found like a couple to begin with. So it was never really a big fuss. It's just kind of funny. It's kind of a funny headline to have for 2020. Then what else do we have? Oh, the Beirut explosion, which was fucking crazy. That's one that's like, do we even know what happened with that yet? If you haven't seen the video yet, I'll put some footage up or something. And if you haven't seen the footage yet, you know what I'm going to say. So that was just, I don't really know what it was. It's such a big explosion. They said there was a lot of, what is it called? Oh my God, why am I blanking on the name of it? What is that explosive shit? And you guys are probably screaming at your phones right now trying to tell me I'm forgetting. But it was just like a bunch of different explosive shit, and it blew up, and it was fucking crazy. And I don't know if we ever got answers to that. I think they just covered it up by saying it was an explosion, but it looked like it could have been something way bigger. I don't know. I don't know enough about that shit, but it was nuts. That's one of the biggest, scariest explosions I've seen. Really fucked stuff up. Really sad. Very sad things, frankly. I went viral in 2020, kind of, not really. I had a stupid tweet. It was me purposely over explaining a joke, as you can see, and people just took it too literally and got mad at me for it. It's a, for those of you who are just listening, it's a video of a mom handing a baby through a Starbucks drive-thru window, and then someone handing them a latte or something. And someone's like, oh, damn, lattes are expensive these days. Just making a very stupid, hacky joke. And I was over-explaining the joke. And I said, ha, it's funny because it looks like they're paying for the coffee with a baby when, in fact, they are not. And I got a lot of likes for that. So go follow me on Twitter, I guess. I just wanted to bring that up because it's a stupid tweet, and I don't know why people liked it. Or didn't like it, rather. What else happened? Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, which, I mean, like I said, a lot of people died this year. That woman has been sick for so long. Are we really surprised that she died? Old people die. That's part of life. Is it sad? Yes. But I think there was a lot of people, in fact, who they were just pretending to be surprised by it or something. I don't know. Big news in 2020, actually. Some very large news. A big, heavy size load news that happened. I don't remember exactly when this happened. I guess maybe May or June, sometime in the summertime. I don't know. But Joe Rogan ruins his podcast, kills it, destroys it. Signs a $100 million deal with Spotify. Watch the video, and then we'll talk about it.
Hello, everybody. I have an announcement. The podcast is moving to Spotify. I signed a multi-year licensing agreement with Spotify that will start on September 1st. Starting on September 1st, the entire JRE library will be available on Spotify as well as all the other platforms. Then somewhere around the end of the year, it will become exclusive to Spotify, including the video version of the podcast. It will be the exact same show.
Oops.
I'm not going to be an employee of Spotify. We're going to be working with the same crew doing the exact same show. The only difference will be it will now be available on the largest audio platform in the world.
And lies. Lies. You sit on a throne of lies, Joe. You sit on a throne of lies. And I defended him when this first came out. Everyone was like, oh, Joe's selling out, blah, 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 blah. He's allowed to do whatever the fuck he wants. $100 million is a lot of money. But we need to talk about this because when it initially moved over to Spotify, there's some episodes missing, which is fine. I don't care. I don't need to watch those old episodes. Not my problem. However, when you're someone like Joe Rogan, who preaches free speech and how bad it is that so many people are getting censored these days from big tech, like Twitter. He's always talking about how my friend X or my friend, like his friend Alex, he's like, my friend Alex Jones got banned from Twitter. And he's like, and I don't think that's cool. Big tech, you know, you're censoring people like Alex Jones. He had Jack Dorsey, had a Twitter on his show. And they talked about it. And then he has Alex Jones on his show. And then he's talking to Alex about how it's such bullshit that he's banned from all this stuff. And then you look at the episodes that are gone. And one of Alex Jones's episodes is gone. And you're like, Joe, you're censoring your own people from your podcast. And I don't know if you have any control over that or not. But you can't be this like bastion lighthouse of free speech and be talking about how it's the worst thing in the world to ban people and then have them banned from your own show. Doesn't make any fucking sense. Once again, I'm going to say it. I don't care if you took the deal and did sell out. It doesn't matter to me. I would take $100 million too. For $100 million, I'd suck my thumb and just fart on camera for a day straight. I don't give a shit. It's $100 million. I don't need anything after that. But I'm not going to sit there and say, hey, the show's not going to change. Everything's going to be this, that, the other. And then do the total opposite of it. You're just a hypocrite. And I don't like hypocrites. And to me, the show really hasn't been the same. He has that weird spaceship looking. And if you don't like Joe Rogan, you probably don't want to hear about this. But guess what? I'm talking about it because that's what we're talking about. So shut up and turn off the podcast if you don't like it. His new episodes haven't been that great. His guests have been meh. They've been okay. He's had some good ones. But then he has that weird apology thing too, where he's apologizing when he's never apologized in the past for anything. He says he gets a fact wrong. I don't know. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, the way things were handled there, but I'm not the one in charge of it, so it don't matter. But it's worth bringing up in 2020. Joe Rogan ruined his podcast, his fucking show, whatever. So let's move on. We got to talk about this. We haven't talked about this yet, but we have to talk about it. The challenge accepted women's photos that were posted, I don't know when this was. I guess August maybe? And if you guys aren't familiar with what this is, it is the women were posting black and white flattering selfies of themselves and saying challenge accepted and just posting a hot picture of themselves because someone nominated them. What are you talking about? What is it? What challenge are you doing? No. The ALS ice bucket water challenge is kind of a challenge, but at least it's working towards something. It's helping a good cause. The challenge accepted thing was just like, oh, women's empowerment. Post the black and white photo of yourself because you're so special and nice. What? It's not a challenge to do anything. It's a challenge to look through your photos and find the hottest picture of yourself from 2019 or 2020. Oh, no. I'm against this. And it was not a challenge. It was fucking stupid. And I don't want you guys to forget that. It was dumb. If you participated in this, it was stupid. And you're allowed to. It's a free country. Do whatever you want. But it's stupid. Posting Instagram trends is stupid. Posting TikTok trends is stupid. It's bloody stupid. What are you doing, mate? What are you doing? All right. What else do we have? We found out that Andrew Cuomo has nipple piercings, so that was a fun time in 2020. And I don't know how else to explain this. I don't know how else to I mean, what is that? What is that? There's really no explanation for it, if we're being honest. I think it's just nipple piercings. That's what it is. He's probably into dominating sex stuff. It wouldn't surprise me. He seems like the kind of guy who would be into that sort of thing. But it's weird. It's weird that he would go out in public wearing a nipple ring like that and not think no one would see it, especially one that prominent. That one's a big stud through his nipple. And he just thought it'd be no big deal. I'll just waltz out into the world and everyone will see how big my studded nipples are. But it was an interesting part of 2020, and I think we need to acknowledge it. It's one of my favorite parts of 2020, knowing that one of the most powerful men in New York, if not the most powerful man, well, I don't know. I don't know anything about governors and what they can and can't do because I'm ignorant and stupid, but he likes nipple rings and he likes getting dominated, probably like candle wax, kinky, weird shit. And that's fine. Sexual preferences are your own, but it's funny. It's funny. We're allowed to laugh about it. Wayfair had a child trafficking conspiracy theory. I don't know what my thoughts are on this because it's, I don't know how verifiable it is, but it's certainly odd. Now, everyone's saying that it was debunked and there's nothing to these claims. There's no substance to these claims at all. But I believe there might be. It is very strange that any item on Wayfair would be listed for these amounts of money. It's like $10,000 for like a chiffon robe, and it's like $24,000 for a bed frame, and you can find the exact same bed frame on Amazon. And there's just too many inconsistencies like this that don't add up. And now am I saying that that is child trafficking? No, but it is fucking weird. It's weird. And I think a bunch of TikTokers were the ones who started this theory. So the fact that that's making mainstream news based on TikTokers is pretty funny. What else? Oh, I just think it's funny how we still live in 2020 and people are still complaining about the way Game of Thrones ended. I still see, and this isn't like a significant event. I don't know why I included this. I just wanted to bring it up because it pisses me off because I'll see shit all the time that's like, I'm still mad. I'm so salty about the way Game of Thrones ended. Shut up. Shut up. Who fucking cares? Who cares? First of all, it wasn't that bad. I didn't watch the show from start to finish like everyone else. I didn't watch it week to week. I think I watched it all at the beginning of this year, actually. It may have been end of last year. I don't really remember. This whole year's been a blur. I'm not good with time right now. Time's a meaningless void. It's an endless circle. But I watched it, and I watched the last season. I thought it was fine. I thought it was good. I thought it was interesting. I didn't read the books. I don't fucking care about the books. Anyone who says, oh, he didn't live up to the books, who fucking cares? Neither did Lord of the Rings, but it's still a great movie. I don't care if Game of Thrones didn't live up to the fucking books. It doesn't matter. It was fine. And if you still care about it, you're a fucking pussy. Grow up, you stupid loser. I don't like the way the Star Wars movies ended, but I don't bitch about it every day. I don't fucking care. It's just the way the sequels were made, and that's fucking fine. You don't hear me complaining about it 2 years after the fact, 4 years after the fact. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Even though maybe I may have complained about the Star Wars movies a little bit in the Star Wars episode, but I don't think I did. I think I said I didn't like them, but I'm not like sitting here on Twitter being like people are starting petitions to redo the Game of Thrones shit. Shut up. And that goes for Star Wars people too. Just let it go. Let's just let it go. Quibi. Fuck you, dude. Fuck Quibi. Starts and ends in 2020. I think, yeah, it launched in 2020. I guess it would have been March or something like that, April maybe. And it shut down. Fuck all these guys. I think Jeffrey Katzenberg is the big one who started all of it. It failed miserably. It raised billions and billions of dollars and for the dumbest idea ever. For the stupidest idea in the entire world. Hey, guys, here's the pitch. Hey, guys, let's make a Netflix that you can only watch on your phone and the episodes are 6 minutes long. And everyone's sitting around the table and they go like this. They go, well, who wants to watch content like that? And they go, oh, nobody. And they go, all right, sign off. Hey, here's $20 billion. Go make the fucking app and make a bunch of content that no one gives a shit about. And they're like, oh, I can't figure out why this didn't work. Oh, really, dude? Oh, really? You can't figure out why people didn't want to just watch 1 5-minute episode for a series in a week? You can't figure out why? They're like, well, we thought people would, coronavirus ruined it because we thought people would be watching it on the subway and on the go more and stuff. And no one was really doing that this year. Or it was a fucking awful idea that no one asked for. When was the last time you were sitting around in a line for Starbucks waiting on your venti sweet cream cold brew? And you're like, oh, I wish I could watch a 5-minute episode of TV. No, I'm just going to get on Instagram and tool around for 5 minutes while I'm waiting. Or I won't do anything. Or I'll just stare at the fucking wall. I don't need to be entertained with 5-minute content. I don't need to be entertained every second of the day. That's why Quibi failed. It was a shitty, stupid idea. And you know what the funniest thing to me was? Was they were like, oh, well, we have this cool technology on your phone where if you're watching it like this, you can twist it. And then it will go into landscape mode. And then the screen will be a little bit bigger. Like, what? I don't... That's your pitch? Like, star-studded cast. We've got Christoph Waltz. Okay, fine. We've got Liam Hemsworth. Eh? Okay. We've got Christy Teigen. Christy Teigen. Okay. I'm not interested. I'm just not. Be a better service. You deserve to get shut down, you fucking losers. All right. What else happened? Oh, Boris Johnson and Trump got COVID. Two world leaders. I think other world leaders got it too, but those were the two ones that stuck out in my mind. When Boris Johnson got it, I remember thinking, oh shit, if that guy dies, then this thing might actually be scary. Then coronavirus might actually be scary. And then when Trump got it, I was like, I don't care as much, but that's weird. But those were two big things that happened. Two world leaders got it. Now, nothing happened. They're both fine. But it's worth noting that that happened in 2020. I think that that kind of shook people up a bit. What else? I guess kind of going along with that, the election happened this year. So I guess in order to make everything fucking crazier, the election happened. And what a year to have an election. Now, that does draw up some conspiracy theories. Like, hey, maybe COVID was built up to be this big thing, so it would affect the election. So people would be more scared of coronavirus and think Trump fumbled up the whole thing. And maybe they'd be more likely to vote for someone else. Now, hey, that's a spooky, scary conspiracy theory. And it's plausible, I think. It's very strange that this big world-changing event happened during an election year in the United States. But that was, you know, either if even if it's not, the fact that this all happened during an election year, the fact it's all a coincidence, very crazy. And that just brought tensions up a lot. Because people care too much about politics in this country. People care too much about the news. People let it get to them too much. And you can't let that happen. But they did. Everyone did. Everyone let that happen. Everyone let the fucking news get to them. And that was probably the most tense of an election time period I've ever felt in my life. It was palpable. It was the longest fucking like 2 or 3 days when you're waiting for results to come in. You're like, what the hell's happening? What's even going on? And no one really knew. So that was weird. And I don't want to talk about politics anymore, so we're not going to. So Mandalorian saved Star Wars. I love Star Wars. I'm going to talk about it. I think that last episode of The Mandalorian was awesome. I'm not going to bore you guys with the bullshit, but it was fucking incredible. If you haven't seen it yet, go watch it. It's great. Good show. Fun show. Baby Yoda's the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life. And that was a positive, nice thing about 2020. We got some new, fresh Star Wars content. And I liked it. I liked it a lot. And it was great. And it was entertaining. And it helped distract you from other shit, I guess. And then the biggest news, which I think no one gave a fuck about, which is crazy, is we confirmed UFOs. We confirmed pretty much that aliens exist and no one gave a shit. I mean, that video that came out that the Pentagon confirmed to be UFOs, like, dude. The fact the aliens didn't come down is actually very disappointing to me. Makes me very angry. That was the last thing we needed to make this year, you know, complete fucking crazy year. But hopefully they show up first thing 2021. I'm not giving up. I think they're going to be here, and I want to be the first one to introduce myself to them. I'm going to go, hey, Mr. Alien person, you know, I'm Matt. Take me up to your spaceship. Let me fly around. Show me the secrets of the universe. Tell me what's on Rectus 9. Tell me what's in Sector 8. Tell me what's on Zeta Reticuli, star system, or the planet, whatever the fuck it is. Tell me. I want to know about the universe and the secrets. So aliens, come down. If you're telepathically reading my mind, please come down, aliens. No one gave a shit. How did we not? We should be talking about this every day until we find answers. We should put the smartest brains on the planet after this. Shit. We should be putting pressure on the government, because if they are real, the government probably does know about it. And we deserve to know, too. So, that's my favorite part of news from 2020. And then lastly, a vaccine was developed for COVID. Took a year. Now, is that a little suspicious and weird? Because that seems a little fast to develop a vaccine. Yeah, it's kind of weird that they got one that fast, but it's great. If it works, fucking fantastic. Great. We got a vaccine in a year, and that's unheard of, and that's amazing. And hopefully we recover into 2021. Hopefully next year's better as we approach New Year's, which is my least favorite holiday of all time. But this year, I'm actually looking forward to it a little bit, because it signifies that this hard, confusing, weird, strange, bizarre year is over with. And I think that's something we can all look forward to. I think everyone going into 2021, no matter how good or how bad 2020 was for you, we have a fresh start in front of us. So focus on the positive things that happened in 2020. Focus on the good things that happened to you. I had good things that happened to me. I was able to move. I got a new job. It was hard. I mean, I have a girlfriend. She's amazing. I don't know. I feel like 2020 was hard in a lot of ways, but we all grew as people a little bit. And so, going to get sappy and sentimental on you here, But focus on the good things in 2021. Think about the positive things that happened to you in 2020. I know it was a rough year. I know a lot of people had a tough time. But focus on the good things as we get out of this year and we head into the next one. And think about ways you can improve yourself and make your life better and things you can change. 2020 made us all have to be okay with being alone for a little while. And that's not the worst thing in the world. You got to be alone with your thoughts. You got to be alone and be able to sit on your own for a while and enjoy life. Just you. Sitting on your own, not doing anything. That's okay. You're allowed to do that. And stop focusing on the news so much. Stop focusing on what's going on around you. I think if you didn't focus on yourself enough this year, start focusing on it next year. You're in control of your life. You're in control of your own destiny. You're in control of your own happiness. So make yourself happy. Force yourself to be happy. Leave this year behind you if it sucked, but find those good nuggets that were good for you and bring that into 2021 and get a fresh start going. You have a new start. Whatever the fuck happened in 2020, you can leave it behind. You can do new shit and you can make it fun. Do something new this year. Try something different. I hate New Year's resolutions, but if it's a good New Year's resolution that you're actually going to stick to, then do it. Be uncomfortable. If you don't have a New Year's resolution yet, I'm giving you one right now. Be uncomfortable. Force yourself out of your comfort zone. Do something you've never done before because you just might like it. You just might have a good time. You just might do something that changes your life. You might meet someone that changes your life. So do something different. Be uncomfortable. Try some new things. Have fun and enjoy 2021. And I'll see you guys on the other side. I'm here for you. But like I said, you're in control of your own life. You're in control of your own happiness. Enjoy it. Enjoy this fucking life. You only have one life to live. Be happy. Force yourself to be happy. Positive think. I truly believe that's all you really need to do is force yourself to be positive in times when it's hard. So that's my inspirational message for this episode. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully it wasn't too long. It was pretty fucking long, but that's okay. Hopefully I didn't run into any technical issues and this comes out okay. But I love you guys. Remember that. And 2021 is on the horizon. Enjoy it. This will be the only New Year's I think I ever enjoy. And we'll see you guys in 2021. So peace out. Goodbye, 2020. Bye, guys. See you later. Bye.